Well, good morning to clients and friends of Planning for Life and to subscribers of Living Money. This is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my weekly commentary for Monday the 5th of November 2012. I want to spend the next 5 minutes on the markets and an overview of October. But before I do that, I'd just like to record the loss of two of PFL's clients last week. Very sad. And I'd like to send condolences to their families. Turning now to markets and economies, as is often the case these days, growth and debt remain the key fundamental factors behind the markets at the moment. We saw this quite clearly with the publication of purchasing managers indices last week, where only the US and India recorded figures of above 50, which shows economies in expansion. Turning to the regions now, across in the US, there's actually some good news on the economy, though investors were on the sidelines a bit last week, partly voluntarily because of the election, but mainly because of Sandy, of course, which closed the markets on Monday and Tuesday. However, the data continued to come out. Payroll growth in October topped expectations, mostly in the private sector, and government jobs continued to shrink. Other good news included a rise in consumer confidence, personal incomes, and home prices. Interesting, of course, while some investors saw this as good news, others saw it as a precursor to the end of the Fed's low interest rate policy, even though the Fed last week said that this will stay until mid-2015. On the corporate side, results for 3Q have been very mixed, but definite signs that the low-growth economy is impacting on the private sector, and many companies are reporting expectations of low revenues going forward. Sorry, low revenue growth going forward, to be correct. Across in Europe, growth once again remains sluggish. Interesting, the UK is looking a little bit like the golden boy at the moment, with 3Q GDP coming in at 1%, its best quarterly performance in 5 years, and growth projections for the UK in 2013 coming in at 1%, higher than much of Europe. So I suppose that's quite encouraging, even though it's not much to shout about. Of course, a little change in debt situation. Negotiations with Greece and Spain are ongoing. European Eurozone sentiment declined to 84.5. And in perspective, back in January 11, that stood at 118. So a long, slow, steady decline. Similarly, with unemployment in the Eurozone, this continues to rise, now stands at 11.6, whereas back in January 11, it was under 10%. Then across to Asia-Pacific, the Japan numbers paint an uninspiring picture of a level-pegging economy, around zero, no growth, but not much contraction either. Corporate earnings once again resulted, and the BOJ, as a result, the Bank of Japan has expanded its stimulus program. Turning now to some of the other indicators, oil prices declined again, partly on the effects of Sandy in the very short term, but we have seen a drop in the oil price over the last 2 months from nearly $100 a barrel to $85 for West Texas Intermediate, indicative of a declining demand for oil. The dollar, US dollar, continues to rise against both the yen and the euro as investors see signs to an end of the QE program. Interestingly, QE normally has a negative effect on currencies, so if they see an end to that, currencies will begin to rise. Quick look at the markets. Really, the trend since September has been flat after strong rises in most markets since the spring and the summer. Japan up 1.5%, forest up 0.5%, Europe up about 1%, US down about 2% in September, oil was down 2% and gold down 2%. So bottom line, well, it's a low growth economy, corporate earnings are now being affected, Europe's holding the world back with its debt problems, but the United States looks the best of the pack, I think, at the moment. Forthcoming market moving events, well, it's US elections, of course, and then we've got the issue of the US fiscal cliff, European debt negotiations, and this week we see reports from the ECB and the BOE, as well as China's monthly data dump. Small print, Planning for Life is authorised to provide financial advice, is regulated by Financial Services Authority. Living Money is not authorised and provides financial coaching and educational services. Nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice, and we cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken.